The Bill Myers Show podcast is sponsored by Clouser Drilling. They've been leading the way in Southern Oregon well drilling for over 50 years. Find out more about them at clouserdrilling.com.
More with Bill Myers.
Good morning and happy Conspiracy Theory Thursday, April 25th. Nice 47 degrees. We'll be in the, upper 60s today, maybe low 70s. I forget exactly what they said. We're at NBC 5, but hey, the weather will be here, whether we want it to be here or not. Anyway, anything on your mind, join the conversation, 770-563-3770-KMED. My email, Bill at BillMyersShow.com. I think I have the Facebook Live up there on a temporary different camera. And so if you're watching on Facebook, maybe you'll finally get that back there. Sorry about it. Sometimes it's, technology, you live and die by it, right? Live and die by it. It's going to be a great show. Dr. Stephen Greenleaf will join me. We know him as Steve the Marine, and he's a man, has the JD, so he's got the lawyer training, and also a medical doctor, psychiatrist. So interesting guy. He can analyze the lawyers. And so we're going to talk about the Trump trial. Actually, the different Trump trial. This is actually not a Trump trial, but it's oral arguments before the Supreme Court today, because it's going to all be about whether or not the president is immune from prosecution from things that he does in office. And a lot of this has to do with claims of, the attempts to steal the election. You remember all the way it was talked about in, at the 2020 election. 2021, all these claims there, and they're trying to go after him right now. It's just the attempt of death of a thousand cuts of former President Trump. It's more than just the New York trial, as you well know. But we'll talk with Steve the Marine about this, and he says the Constitution is actually quite clear on such matters, and it's kind of surprised it even has to go to the Supreme Court. But you know how it goes these days, in which the Supreme Court, doesn't matter what the Supreme Court or what the Constitution actually says. It's what does the Supreme Court say about the Constitution, which actually makes it the Constitution, which I don't know is such a great idea, but heck, that is the way that we have it, all right? Also going to talk with Todd from Central Point. Calls the show quite often. He's actually going to be a scheduled guest this morning because he ended up hanging out at the Jackson County For All meeting a few days ago, and he was taking some notes, and he says that the people there are definitely smart cookies, and I agree with him. I have never had any criticism of the intelligence of the people that are scheming to have the idiots, to have what they consider idiots, change the charter in both Jackson and Josephine County. Now, it's not the same group, but it's the same group of people, which are very frustrated Democrats that are trying to change it. Because they don't win countywide elections, so they have to do and change the rules, okay? I'm just a solid no on this. I know that people have asked, why don't you bring us on here and we'll tell you how we can save money on county government because, Danny Jordan is wrong. Danny Jordan is wrong about this. It will actually save money to have five and lower their pay and all the rest of it. Even if it did, that's not the point of the charter changes. The town hall, in fact, we're going to have some town hall meetings on these Monday and Tuesday, answering questions and just explaining for anybody that hasn't figured it out yet and why you need to vote no on all three of these charter changes, 225, and 226. Monday, by the way, it's going to be at the Ashpole Center, City Hall, 17 South Buchanan in Eagle Point, 6 o'clock. We do it for an hour. And then on Tuesday, also 6 to 7, Roxy Ann Grange, 1850 Spring Street in Medford. I hope you are there one way, maybe to one or both of them, okay? It's an hour put on by the Jackson County Republican Women. Jackson County Commissioner Colleen Roberts is co-hosting it. I'm also the MC of this and facilitator, as they talk about in today's bureaucraties. And we're going to go through it. Just has to be no, no, no. And I know that Jackson County For All people are like, well, save us money. That's not the point. Failed Democrat candidates for county commission don't care about saving the money. In fact, none of them were complaining about the salaries and the costs when they themselves were running. You know how this is working. You will have Republicans who are well-meaning, and they'll hear some people talking about, well, this will be fiscally conservative and fiscally prudent, and this will save the county money. This will save the taxpayers' money. And then that's like crack cocaine, or I mean, that's methamphetamine. That's phenamine. That's a fentanyl, rather. Gotta have that to a lot of Republicans. That's why the Democrats behind this scheme are doing it, because it's just marketing. It's marketing. They know that if the Democrats behind Jackson County for All and the failed county commissioner candidates, if they were to actually come out and be honest about it, they're saying, hey, you know, we'd like to change your charter and go to 5 commissioners. So this way next year we can then come after and put your commissioners into districts, so that way we can get more Democrats on the board, so that they'll agree with everything that the state is trying to screw you over with in Jackson and in Josephine County, by the way, with 17-116. If we were honest about that, you would just reject us. But so we're going to go out there and talk about, it'll save you money, it'll be more democracy and things like that. Now, you'd be fools to believe them. You'd be fools to believe them, but I know there are going to be Republicans that and conservatives that are not just thinking too deeply about it. Well, yeah, well, 5 is more than 3, and it would cost us less. And yeah, maybe they would think more long term, and yeah, we'd pay them less, and we're gonna get people who are part timers that will care even more about Jackson County than we have with 3 full timers elected by everyone. All right, and so that's why I'm not going to waste your time with talking with those folks. They're very smart. They are very smart and cunning, I think, would also be a way of looking at it. In fact, the Jackson County group, Jackson County for All, is frankly smarter and more cunning than the one that was, being done in Josephine County with 17-116, because what they did is that they went for the full program in Josephine County. I think it's going to be much easier to defeat in Josephine County because they're completely eliminating the old charter, repealing it and replacing it, getting rid of a lot of other charter changes that a lot of people liked, Second Amendment things, blah, 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 blah. And so they're bringing in a completely new charter, including districts. So they're doing the whole thing all at once, screwing it all over. Well, you have the people in Jackson County that are looking at this strategically, the Kathy Shaw types of the world, the Kathy Shaw Democrat big brains here in Southwest Oregon, and they knew that that wouldn't fly. Well, frankly, these 3 shouldn't fly either, but it's all about incrementalism. Everything else about the Marxists here in Southwest Oregon is about incrementalism. Here's a little bit of communism, a little more breakdown, a little more getting in line with the state of Oregon. We'll feed you a little bit of the poison at a time, and under the guise of, oh, we'll save some money and be fiscally conservative, they will completely destroy Southwest Oregon over time. They'll get their way. That's all this is about. That's what it's about. But they were craftier. They're much more strategically smart in Southwest Oregon. Well, we're going to talk with Todd about that because he took notes about it. And he says, I have to tell you, I actually really admire them. I wish they were on our side. I know. You know, we're talking about, the one that is an old environmental lawyer. Remember the environmental lawyer that wrote me the other day? You're saying, and I'm an unaffiliated widow. I'm an unaffiliated voter, and I'm a retired widow out here on a fixed income. Yeah, environmental lawyer. Yeah. Yes, I know. Yeah. You're just some old granny out there in the middle just scraping by, trying to figure out how you're going to make it on your Social Security. Don't think so. Not buying that at all, but we'll talk with Todd about that, all right? Also, sticking on the elections theme here, 7:30, going to talk with former Congressman Jody Heiss from Georgia, and he's now with the Family Research Council. He's put a book out called Sacred Trust, and it has to do with election integrity being everything. And, of course, yet another guest that Wikipedia, which is another leftist group, of course, Wikipedia, says conspiracy theories about elections. So in other words, he's paying attention and he's bringing it. Okay, we'll talk with him at 7:35 or so. All right. Should be a good talk. Let me go to line one now, since it is Conspiracy Theory Thursday. And if you have a good take on it, let's hear it. Good morning, line one. Who's this?
Morning, Bill, Steve, and Sunny Valley.
Steve, take it away. What's up?
Well, I went out to the mailbox yesterday, and I found this notice from Citizens for Responsible Government.
Yes, that's the Josephine County equivalent of Jackson County's, you know, Jackson County for All. Right. It's the same type of people, same sort of group.
They're having a town hall in my little town.
Oh, isn't that wonderful?
And I think I know how to fight this easily. It's pretty easy. Right now, we can vote for 100% of our representation. And when they're done, we'll only get 40%. Mm. It's a whole divide and conquer. And if you're upset with our speaker in D.C. about selling us out all our taxes going to foreign wars and not protecting our border, if you try to write him an email, the first question is, are you in my district?
That's right.
And if you're not, he doesn't even look at the email.
That's right.
That means that 60% of our commissioners won't even care about us anymore.
That is right. And you see through the fraud that these Democrats, mostly Democrats, are trying to foist on the people. They're really upset. They're not upset that there's only three commissioners in both counties. They're upset that they haven't been able to win them. That's what it is.
This completely disenfranchises the rural community. Because Grants Pass is divided up and will completely dilute the rural vote.
I think that's a reasonable assumption. They'll sit there and slice and dice it. You'll have four districts and then one at large. If you were to go forward with this ridiculous scheme of repealing the entire charter and replacing it. So you just have to say no. But even if you're taking them at their word, you're right. Instead of voting for all three, you're voting for two of five. There you go.
And then, who has never heard of governmental price increases? CREEP. That might be cheaper at the beginning, but there could be a state law saying, no, we can't pay that little.
There is, actually. There's a lot. In fact, this is what Danny Jordan, of course, and this is what the hissy fitter is over on Jackson County for All. They absolutely despise Danny Jordan. And I think part of it is because Danny Jordan is a white alpha male. Big muscles, buff, knows his crap. Okay? He really does. He really does. No one's going to talk circles around them. And you could just tell the hate for him coming out of Jackson County for All is absolutely palpable for those sort of things. And he's saying, no, it's not going to cost less. Now, he's the one for Jackson County, but it's not going to cost you less in Josephine County either, you know, to have additional offices and things like that. And as far as what you pay your county commissioners, it cannot be set by the charter. It has to be done by your budget committee. And there are also state statutes that are involved in determining something like that, Steve, okay? So there's a lot of moving parts here, okay?
And so now the city can do things like, oh, you can't have backyard chickens. It's a problem in the city. Mm-hmm. Well, it's not out here in the country, and they're going to rule it over us.
Yeah. And as a matter of fact, maybe the city will start saying, we're tired of having to deal with all the homeless. We're going to require that out in the rural area, you take homeless equity. You have your own your own homeless people that we're going to shove in your backyard. I'm just kidding about that. I don't think they'd go there.
The real truth is we already are.
I know. But then they could say, you know, you have so much more room out in rural Josephine County. If you have 5 acres, well, you certainly can take 10 homeless people in tents and take them out of Riverside Park. What do you say?
Put 6 more junk RVs on it.
There you go. There you go, Steve. Appreciate the call. Thanks for it. Oh, no, there goes my papers on the floor in my paperless office. Let me go to line 2. Good morning, KMED. Hi, who's this?
Yeah, Ron Grasspass.
Yeah, Ron. Go ahead.
Say the Republicans have come out with a trifold that's very well presented in opposition to 17-116.
Good.
I've been very successful in face-to-face with people at markets and tractor store and dentist's office and even out in parking lots, where people are totally unaware of what's going on. And when they see the crap that's going to hit the fan if this goes through, they automatically take up the brochure. And this guy out in Sunny Valley, he might grab a hold of a bunch of these trifolds and go out and present these to the people who are going to the meeting before they go in, so that they have something to read and maybe counteract to the crap that's going to come out of the mouths of the people that are there.
Interesting. Glad to hear that. And keep your work up on that, okay? Seriously.
Will do.
All right. Thanks again. Let me go to line 3. Hi, KMED, KCMD. Who's this?
This is Logan, Bill. Hey, Josephine chimed in there. For Jackson County, I spent several hours driving around the east side and North Medford area seeing yes on these measure signs everywhere. I spoke with Dave after the commissioner's meeting yesterday. We got to get ahead of this more. It's not just a matter of voting and us going out and voting no. We have to go to the neighbors, our neighbors who have these yes signs, and change their, they're deceived, Bill. This is a deception, just like you're calling it what it is. It's a wolf in sheep's clothing, and it needs to be called out for what it is. So I encourage your listeners, don't only just vote no. When you have a neighbor, if you have some sort of relationship, grow a set and talk some sense into them. Let them know what's going on, that this is pull the curtain back and let them see behind the curtain, because just voting no is not enough. The signs are everywhere. Going up Snob Hill, up Hillcrest, they're just everywhere. I don't know if you drive the east side a lot, but I spent a couple hours driving around the last couple days helping my dad run errands, and they're everywhere. So we got to get ahead of this. And I encourage your listeners, voting is not enough. You can't vote harder. You gotta change the mind.
You have to convince people what a fraud this is, and that it is just an incremental step. It's the incremental step to going through the districts. They've said it. They've been open about it at some of their meetings, but they're hiding that from you right now. The first thing is first, they wanted to get you thinking, oh, you're going to have five commissioners. There'll be more commissioners to vote for, you know, at large right now, and then in districts next time. So that way it's divide and conquer. So they get the South County. There you go.
Thank you, Bill. Thank you, Bill. Thank you for bringing the light to this that it needs, because and doing these town halls and things like this. Thank you so much, because it is exactly like you describe it. The bottom line is, do we need some reform? Yes, but this is not the ticket.
Appreciate the call.
Thank you for bringing it.
All right, appreciate the call there, Logan. Let me go to line four. Hello, KMED, KCMD.
Hello, this is Brad.
Yeah, Brad, take it away.
Hey, real quickly.
I'm Nicole Murray with you.
You still there?
Yeah, I'm still here. Hang on. Not sure what's going on here, but anyway, go ahead. What were you saying there?
This is another issue where we have bureaucrats going stupid on steroids. But locally, because it's affecting us, what I'm getting to is the state of California is dumping 500,000 salmon into the Klamath River, which makes absolutely zero sense.
Wow. Yeah, we talked about that last week. It does seem a little odd, doesn't it?
You know, you might as well just kill them before you throw them in the water.
Yeah.
And that all costs money. That's the reality of it, is that these bureaucrats spend money without giving any thought to what it costs you and I, taxpayers.
Yeah, indeed. Appreciate the call, as always. We'll be back in touch, okay? Thank you, my friend. 6:30 at KMED, KCMD.
Ready to upgrade your roof to a durable, sleek metal option? Look no further than Stephen Westfall Roofing, Inc. With our state-of-the-art snap-lock machines, we bring precise and efficiency right to your doorstep. No need to worry about transporting materials. We come directly to your project property. Visit StephenWestfallRoofingInc.com and discover the ease of quality of metal roofing done right. Transform your home with Stephen Westfall Roofing, Inc. Call today, get an estimate tomorrow. 541-941-3736.
Joel here with a mass story problem from Butler Ford and Truck Center. If Ford gives you a $5,000 rebate and Butler Ford matches it with a $5,000 discount and the government gives you a $7,500 tax credit, how fast will a Ford Lightning EV pickup that's saving you $17,500 go from 0 to 60? How about 4.2 seconds? And that's why I want you to test drive one this week. If after your Lightning test drive you decide you want to go with a good old-fashioned gas-powered F-150, not a problem. I've got them in stock with 1.9% financing for 72 months. And that Lightning test drive, 0 to 60 and 4.2, well, that can just be a really cool story you tell your buddies. Butler says yes to bigger discounts and rebates. Butler says yes to giving you more for your trade. Butler says yes to 1.9% financing for 72 months. Butler Ford and Truck Center, just 12 short minutes south of Medford, right off of exit 19, where we've got your truck, your SUV, certified pre-owned, hybrid, EV, and huge savings.
72-monthly payments of $14.71 per thousand financed on approved credit through Ford Credit. Offer expires 4/30/24.
Here's Lisa with Kelly's Automotive Service for just-in-time appliance.
Recently, a small part went out on our dryer at home. My husband ordered the inexpensive part to fix it. 3 months and several wrong parts later, he agreed to call Just-in-Time Appliance and Repair. A couple days later, I had a working dryer. Just-in-Time Appliance have always taken great care of all of our appliances with honest service and fair prices. Don't wait. Just call Just-in-Time Appliance and Repair.
Just-in-Time Appliance. Online at justintimeappliance.com.
Hi, I'm Lamont from Orleans, and I'm on 106.7 KMED.
6:32, we'll catch up on the rest of the news here in just a moment. And interesting, I didn't even realize we had a problem down at the DMV, over the last few days. And now Oregon DMV offices can finally issue driver's licenses and state IDs again. There was an issue with the photo system. And that outage started Monday, stretched into yesterday afternoon, and it stopped DMV offices from issuing any licenses or other credentials, whether they required a photo or not. Nothing. So nothing was getting done there. Spokesperson for ODOT, Michelle Godfrey, tells Oregon Live, attributing the outage to a system configuration error and that workers from the state and its vendor worked around the clock to fix the issue. Now, you can understand that, you had a configuration error. So you had a configuration error. Well, you didn't have a configuration error on Friday of last week, but you had a configuration error on Monday that completely killed the ability to get driver's licenses, anything involving a picture, starting Monday. And it took 3 days, a couple of days to fix that. And there is no way to go back to a prior configuration and get rid of the configuration error. It just sounds a little odd. And I'm wondering if this is the DMV not wanting to admit that it had been hacked. That's going to be my conspiracy theory for Thursday. One of them. Maybe the DMV was really hacked and doesn't really want to say that, given the fact that we've had other state data breaches of databases. Could be. You never know. It's a 6:34 at KMED, KCMD.
Lithia Body and Paint knows that the dent in your car is bugging you. Here's some good news. You may have a ding or dent that's quick and affordable to fix. Lithia has special tools to carefully pop out dents and dings in your car, often without damaging the paint. From major collision repair to small dings from a baseball, shopping cart, or mailbox, bring it by Lithia Body and Paint and we'll let you know what it's going to take to fix it. You may be pleasantly surprised. Service, speed, accuracy. That's Lithia Body and Paint on Bullock Road in Medford.
Freedom, prosperity, safety. These are some of the values that made Oregon great. Dr. Noah Robinson will work to preserve our treasured Oregon values.
As your state senator, I'll stand up to the Democrats and lobbyists in Salem, continuing the fight for your parental rights, promoting limited government, and protecting unborn lives.
Conservative, principled, independent. Vote Noah Robinson for Oregon Senate. Paid for by Noah Robinson for Oregon Senate. ID 23412.
News sponsored by Caveman Heating and Air. It's the climate, and we control it. Call Caveman Heating and Air at 541-476-0009 or cavemanheating.com.
Good morning. I'm Natalie Cerna with your NBC5 Morning News Update. Two people are behind bars after an early morning burglary in Central Point Tuesday. The burglary took place at 8 a.m. in the 5700 block of Upton Road, but the suspects were tracked to another address in the 100 block of Laurelhurst Street, also in Central Point. After a search of the property, JCSO identified a woman and a man hiding under a shed, who eventually gave up after a lengthy standoff with pepper spray and a canine. During the search of the property, investigators discovered multiple firearms, illegal drugs, and $19,000 in cash. Then protesters of BLM's Poor Windy project are claiming a major victory after BLM decided to amend their plans to log an area of old-growth forest near Wolf Creek. The Poor Windy project has already included logging thousands of acres of land and has inspired protests from some community members. The protests have even included residents building a treehouse with a sign that reads, "No old growth logging in a climate crisis." And Grants Pass Downs is officially announcing their summer season dates. Summer races kick off on June 15th and continue through the 30th. Grants Pass Downs will also be holding an Attaquin Derby Challenge on June 30th. The 12-day fall racing season opens September 8th. That's a look at your morning headlines. For NBC 5 News, I'm Natalie Serna.
Have your taxes gotten off track? Just call Zach, CPA at First Response Resolution. Visit firstresponseirs.com today to see what Zach can do for you. First Response Resolution in Eagle Point is your first response to the IRS, defending your rights as a taxpayer. This is Bill Meyer. Josephine County Republicans are sponsoring an all-day Patriots Conference this Saturday at the Joe County Fairgrounds from 10 to 6. Local leaders, endorsed candidates, 21 outstanding speakers will be there. Buy your tickets now at the Republican headquarters across from the courthouse in Grants Pass or online at jocogop.org. For more information about this Saturday's all-day Patriots Conference, including a schedule of speakers, drop by the headquarters or go to jocogop.org. Again, that's jocogop.org.
Sweetwater Sanitation are your experts in the sanitation business. With over 20 years of providing septic services in Southern Oregon, Sweetwater Sanitation gets the job done the right way. Sweetwater Sanitation can inspect, service, repair, and pump your septic tank so you can focus on enjoying time with friends and family and not a septic disaster. Give them a call at 541-821-1426 or check them out online at swsmodoc.com. Sweetwater Sanitation, their service is the difference.
Are you adventure ready? Oregon Truck and Auto Authority is your source for overlanding, off-road, and outdoor lifestyle products, featuring quality options for rooftop tents, racks, bumpers, winches, and recovery gear, LED lighting, dual battery systems, onboard compressors, cargo cases, coolers, and refrigerators. They also offer camp stoves, scuttles, fire pits, tables, and chairs, so you're prepared once you've reached your destination. Stop by Oregon Truck and Auto Authority. Your Department of Adventure.
106.3 KMED, 99.3 KCMD. And this is the Bill Meyer Show.
Supreme Court hearing oral arguments today over former President Donald Trump's claim that he's immune from criminal prosecution for official acts he undertook while in office. I wanted to talk about this with Dr. Stephen Greenleaf. We also know him as Steve the Marine, but you had the medical doctorate degree and the JD, so you could analyze the lawyers when they go crazy. Isn't that right, Steve? Welcome back to the
show.
Exactly. Good to know. Now, the thing is, today, this decision could actually delay criminal prosecutions that President Trump is facing before the election, depending on how this ends up going, right? So why don't you break down, first off, the main issue that President Trump is facing before SCOTUS today?
Well, not only could it delay the trial, it could completely eliminate any criminal charges. The issue is whether he's immune from prosecution for acts committed while he was president.
Okay, for acts committed while he was president. And this is talking about things like election activity, people trying to prosecute him for January 6th, that sort of stuff going on right now.
That's right.
Okay.
Yeah, exactly.
All right. Now, you were telling me that, in essence, you don't even think the Supreme Court should have to weigh in on that. But why don't you break down the legal aspects surrounding this and why you think this is probably going to break in favor of former President Trump?
Yes, I think so. As far as a president or a king committing crimes, we got history going back 1,000 years.
Mm-hmm.
Henry II, who was king of England, ordered the murder of Archbishop Thomas Becket. His words were, "Who will rid me of this meddlesome priest?" By the way, you can see that story in the movie called Becket, starring Peter O'Toole and Richard Burton. Really good movie.
But how does that end up speaking, though, to how does that speak then to the constitutional issues of today, to go back to Henry II, so to speak?
Well, Henry II got away with it. Archbishop Becket was murdered, and Henry II was not tried. And he definitely was immune from prosecution.
Well, he was immune from prosecution, but don't we not have a different system than what the kings end up functioning under?
Well, precedent in England is very relevant to precedent in the United States.
How so?
Well, our Constitution is based on the unwritten Constitution of England, including Magna Carta and that sort of thing. Want me to give you another example of presidents committing crimes?
Sure.
Okay, Andrew Jackson committed crimes against the Cherokee.
Mm-hmm.
You can see this in the Trail of Tears, where thousands of Cherokees starved and froze. And Chief Justice John Marshall tried to prohibit this, and President Jackson responded, "John Marshall has rendered his opinion. Let's see him enforce it."
Yep, I remember. And, I remember that. I remember yeah. that.
Lincoln committed crimes during the Civil War, and he says, "I cannot be bothered with trivial laws. We're in a war right now." And probably the most complicated, well, not complicated, but I think interesting, was Andrew Johnson, who followed Lincoln. His crime was violating the Tenure of Office Act, which was passed in 1867 over his veto. And it said the president cannot fire a cabinet member without the consent of the Senate. And he fired Secretary of War Edwin Stanton. He was impeached in the House of Representatives, and he was acquitted by one vote in the Senate. So that's the precedent going back there. Now, what the Constitution says is that judgment in cases of impeachment shall not extend further than to removal from office and disqualification to hold any other office, but the party convicted shall nevertheless be liable and subject to indictment.
Ah,
and the operative word there is convicted.
All right. And, see, now, okay, now I see where you're getting at, Steve. I get it. This is in the this is, by the way, Article 1, Section 3, if you have your pocket constitution at home, folks, okay?
That's right.
Yeah, paragraph 7.
So
let me put it this way. Had President Trump been convicted in impeachment rather than being acquitted in impeachment, then there would have been an opening for going after him for acts conducted while in office?
That's right. That's right.
Interesting.
Now,
okay.
Remember, the one judge in this appellate court said, does that mean Trump would have been free to order SEAL Team 6 to murder an opponent and not be subject to indictment? And Trump's lawyers are qualified, yes.
Wow.
And the qualification, he would have to be impeached, convicted, and have the immunity removed. Now, one last thing. How about acts that were legal when committed but later criminalized? Can't prosecute those either. Article
right.
1, Section 9, Congress shall pass no ex post facto law. Article 1, Section 10, no state shall pass any ex post facto law. So it's looking to me like Trump is home free.
Hmm. And are you sure there's not a different amendment to the Constitution that says, you know, everything that protects presidents doesn't apply because Trump is Hitler 2.0, literally? I'm teasing. You know what I mean?
Like that there's nothing like that in the Constitution. Remember, this business the president cannot fire a cabinet member without the consent of the Senate. Remember, the Senate has to confirm them. Even Alexander Hamilton, who believed in a strong executive, said that is one of the major protections, is that the Senate has to have a say in this. Because cabinet members are part of both the executive and legislative department. Nixon tried to fire the Attorney General during the Watergate thing, and that was one of the elements of
the impeachment. Now, didn't he fire Prosecutor Archibald Cox at that? I seem to recall that back when I was a kid.
I can't remember whether Archibald Cox was involved in this. Elliot Richardson that was Attorney General, and he quit.
Mm-hmm.
But it might have been Archibald Cox. My memory isn't that we're going back.
Yeah, we're going back to the weeds of my childhood when I was watching the Watergate hearings. And
oh, you remember Watergate then?
Oh yeah. I was 12 when that came out, and I was one of those geeks, Steve, that read the daily newspaper every day. The Sandusky Register would come in, and I'd read that. So.
Oh, don't forget the Cleveland Plain Dealer.
Yeah,
there was a left-wing rant. Oh, my God.
They all were. Let's just face it, they all were. But be that as it may, that's interesting, though. Well, I remember Nixon famously also said, if the president does it, it's legal. And he wasn't necessarily wrong, was he?
That's right. He was not wrong. By the way, you're going to post this on your blog, right?
I certainly will.
Because everybody can see that stuff. The reason I went into a little more detail on Andrew Johnson is that I didn't put that in the write-up, but maybe I'll do an amendment to that. By the way, Andrew Johnson is considered by some historians to be one of the worst presidents. There's a movie out now called Johnson of Tennessee. He was much better than I had originally thought, but that's beside the point.
The one thing that seems to be clear there, and when you look at the history of the president and the Constitution, is that essentially a lot of this was designed that they understand that there are things that the executive must, there are decisions that must be made, that must be made quickly. Sometimes.
That's right.
And you don't always have the opportunity to be able to war game it out constitutionally. So there were some protections placed in there. But that, in some ways, is a little bit concerning because, in essence, we do elect a quasi-king, don't we, with the president?
Yes, we do. Hmm. Yes, that's right. Let me see. What other thing? Are we through with this subject? Because I want to mention homelessness one more time.
Oh, okay. Well, we were talking a lot about that with the Legal Eagles. You go ahead, weigh in. Go ahead.
Okay. Anybody interested in that Grants Pass situation about the homelessness, go back to a movie from the 1960s called Dr. Zhivago, starring Omar Sharif, Julie Christie, and Rod Steiger. Mm-hmm.
I was just talking about that the other day because a listener had reminded me several weeks ago when we were talking about this, Steve. I know which scene you're talking about, when the communists had taken over and then they basically took over Dr. Zhivago's home, right?
That's right. Well, it was a huge mansion. I can't remember if it was St. Petersburg or Moscow, but it was a huge mansion, and the commissar lady of Homing says, there's room for 20 people, 20 families in this place, and you were hogging it all to yourself. And Zhivago said, yes, this is much more equitable.
I find it funny that Omar Sharif even said equitable, which is the term of art these days that you hear everywhere.
Yes.
Yeah, equitable. Of course, diversity, equity, and inclusivity, you know what that means here. Dr. Greenleaf didn't earn it, okay? Just know that.
That's right.
All
That's
right.
right.
Thank you, Steve. Hey, appreciate the analysis, and you're always welcome here anytime you got something going on.
Talk to you later.
Thanks, Steve. Steve the Marine, also known as Dr. Stephen Greenleaf, or maybe it's Dr. Stephen Greenleaf, otherwise known as Steve the Marine, but one way or the other, it's good to have him here.
Life's busy, and off is not an option. You need to be on the water, on the call, on the road. Life's waiting. Power on with Batteries Plus. Visit one of over 700 locations today.
With so many working and doing business from home, it's good to know there's a community business center to help. A Street Print and Parcel is a one-stop shop for everything from large format printing and scanning to blueprints, architectural plans, and shipping. Their Studio 10 expansion offers passport photos, photo mounting, fine art scanning, art reproductions, signs and banners, negative and slide scanning, canvas prints, and so much more. Located in Ashland on A Street across from Ashland Hardware. Their motto, we create it, print it, pack it, and ship it. A Street Print and Parcel and Studio 10.
A message from Stephen Westfall Roofing, Inc. Thank you so much for your continued support over the years. We are very grateful. With your loyal support, we have been able to give back to our community in 2023, providing new roofing shelter to very deserving individuals. In 2024, we have been blessed with giving back to the beloved Cats organization on Ross Lane here in Medford. Stop by, adopt, or donate anytime. Stay tuned to hear how you can enter to win our next roof giveaway throughout the year.
The Bill Myers Show on 106.3 KMET and 99.3 KCMD.
And we have a little open phone time here on Conspiracy Theory Thursday, but I'm also going to have some emails of the day that are going to mix into it because, frankly, I've had so many great emails sent to me lately that I haven't had a chance to get them all on and share some of this interesting thinking. Now, we've been talking a lot, and now let me just preface this. Emails of the day sponsored by Dr. Steve Nelson and Central Point Family Dentistry, centralpointfamilydentistry.com. Central Point Family Dentistry, by the way, has While You Wait crowns, and which is really nice. It used to be you had to send out of town to an out-of-town lab, and then you have to wait a couple of weeks, and you got that hole in your head waiting for No, they could take care of it mostly while they wait, while you wait. Could be like a half hour, a little bit more. Get something ground down. They can get that popped in, then you're on your way. CentralPointFamilyDentistry.com. Call for your appointment today. Remember when we were discussing all of this push here, Josephine County's 17-116, which is a big, just completely repeal and replace of the charter there. And this is being done by the Democrats that are upset because you don't like to vote for them enough, all right? So they need to hide. They need to hide all sorts of things and go to five commissioners. They're trying to do that now in districts. Have it go to districts in Joe County. Jackson County, 15-224, 225, 226. It's incremental. They're not going for districts, but they've said it out in the open in the meetings, and it's well known that districts come after people are fooled by the Democrats this time. So we're working hard to make sure that people aren't fooled by the Democrats and these people who are very smart and very well organized, okay? So don't sell them short on this one. It's not enough just to vote no. You have to evangelize with your friends and family and stop this attack on Jackson and Josephine County government, okay? But anyway, we're talking about this push for districts. Why do they want to push for districts? Well, it is, as Logan and others had talked about, it's a divide-and-conquer scheme in which the South County ends up getting their, you know, they get the county commissioner that they want, but the only way that they can do it is to fool you is to go into going for five, okay? That's it. The Reverend David LaBarbera wrote me the other day, and I found the email. This is the guy I was talking about who had mentioned this. He said, Bill, you recommended that Patrick, deplorable Patrick, contact another congressman concerning digital currency. I take it that you have never tried to contact a congressman from another state. They ask for your zip code, and if you're not in their district, they will tell you that because of an enormous amount of emails, they can only respond to those in their district. Kind of what would happen if 17-116 passes. And now Dave lives over in Joe County, so that's why he would mention that. But it's the same thing for 15-224, 225, and 226 in Jackson County, Dave. And I appreciate you weighing in on that, okay? All right. Let me see. What else do we have going on this morning? Huh. Betty just dropped me an email. I'm going to have to look this up. I heard yesterday that someone dumped bleach in the fish hatchery in the Roseburg area, killing thousands. I'll try to get some eyes on that, see if I can get that confirmed. I appreciate that. Betty, thanks for letting me know. I'll do some looking up during the break here, okay? Some other emails we need to mention here. David also weighing in on Title IX. Bill, just think. With the stroke of a pen, Joe Biden has destroyed women's sports and womanhood, for that matter, with the Title IX rules, right? And the women will vote for him because he allows them to murder their babies? God have mercy on us. John Ball writes about the Merkley vote. And, of course, Merkley was announced on the news this morning, hey, I did not vote for all of this foreign aid because of aid to Israel, right? And John Ball says his vote on the defense bill, so he votes no, but not because of the border crisis and no good funding for it, but because it includes funding for Israel. True colors coming out finally. All right, John, appreciate your writing. Judy from Gold Hill, Judy Beals, writes me about the proposed Jackson County charters and commissioner changes. These proposals are to disenfranchise rural residents, Bill. Each city has its system of government, politicians, and bureaucrats, and now the liberal urbanites want to take over the only support or voice that country people, often conservative and more self-reliant, have too. The way Joe County's districts are already drawn has each district touching the city of Grants Pass somewhere, which means because of voting numbers, the commissioners are more likely to be urbanites and liberals. Most city people are more blasé about government control and intrusion than those who choose to live in the country and don't even recognize when their freedoms are being whittled away. Side question, why is it that Offals, affluent white female urban liberals are such rabid tools for the elite power brokers. Now, Jody, it's an interesting question. If I were to float a theory, I would say liberal women have lots of daddy problems, male authorities. That's why those offals, affluent white female urban liberals, they see like Administrator Danny Jordan, you know, Mr. Buff Alpha Male, over there as the administrator, and they just go, they're like hissing, It's like throwing holy water at them. Of course, at the same time, they're probably strangely attracted to him. I don't know, Judy, but it is an interesting question. Butch from Gold Hill writes me, Bill, hey, I'm curious on when it comes to fuel, why haven't we gone to natural gas instead of EVs for our transportation? As I recall working in industry, we could use propane forklifts indoors since there were no bad fumes. I still see buses locally emblazoned with signs announcing clean engines. Something's amiss. I hope we find out someday. Butch, really simple. Because they have redefined carbon dioxide plant food as dirty pollution. And yes, even clean those clean natural gas buses, once again, it's never clean enough when you're dealing with communists, the gangrene climate communists, because, you know, it was clean in 1990, it was clean in 2000, it was clean in 2010, it was clean in even 2018, but then carbon, and that's why, okay? Let me see here, and, oh! Barbara weighs in this morning. Josephine County Commissioner Candidates Forum. Heads up, Merlin Community Center having a Joe County Commissioner Candidates Forum tonight, 6 o'clock. Good time to get to know the candidates. Appreciate the email there. And finally, we have Terry here, Terry in Wairika, saying, Bill, educated idiots. I think back to the damage that educated expert idiots have done to our way of life. It's quite frightening. The Klamath Dam removal is just one of them. Imagine where we would be right now if decision to remove or not remove the dam was determined by listening to the experts, the people who actually live here. And our forests were and are being destroyed by the educated expert idiots, too. My grandfather and two uncles had a large logging company in Washington. They, along with the majority of loggers, cared for the forests intelligently. Roads were cleared, rather. Undergrowth was cleared away. New trees were planted. Few large wildfires ever took place until those experts got into the mix. We have bike lanes that no one's using. We have buses no one rides. We're being required to build multiple dwellings in a rural area. Our educated expert idiots come out of the classroom and have no hands-on experience, but they have the power to make all our decisions. I will lay you odds the person who designed the South Medford interchange is one of them, too. That is an odd one, isn't it, Terry? But she concludes, the real experts are those affected by the decision, but sadly, we aren't considered when the consensus decides the predetermined outcome. Interesting, Terry. I appreciate you writing from Wairika, okay? Let me go to line one. Good morning, KMED, KCMD. Hi. Hello.
Bill, it's Dave. How are you?
I'm doing fine, Dave. What's on your mind?
Well, I don't. I know you don't usually like to kind of do this, but I'm, you know, these county charter measures have fired me up politically more than anything else in a long time. And it just galls me because I know it's a handful of really kind of ultra-liberal people, mostly in Ashland. Mm-hmm. It galls me the way that they do things. Like you were saying before, they're very well organized.
They're very well organized. They're very smart. It's not one of those things when I look at these people and think they're stupid. They're not dumb at all. They're very crafty about getting what they want.
Are you willing to call? If you want to say no, obviously, it's okay. I don't want to put you too much. Are you willing to call any of these people out? Who are the leaders here that are doing this?
Okay. Well, Denise Krause, of course, is the main leader of that, and she's a county commissioner candidate in Jackson County. And let me see, there's the other one who wanted to come on the show the other day. Gosh, I have her in here. She's an environmental lawyer, part of the group. And once again, very intelligent, very smart person. And their job is to fool everybody. Andrea, her name is someplace. Oh, here it is. Laura Ahern. Laura Ahern is another one of the main people there. And And of course, the way she presented herself to me is just like, oh, you know, I'm just a widow here, and I'm on a fixed income. Yeah, it's like all that kind of stuff.
Look, I'm not asking you this for any kind of nefarious reason. I'll just say that. I just think we need to know, you know, we need to know who these people are, okay, and really kind of what they stand for, and the fact that they're out there pushing this. I'm telling everybody that I know, you know, within my circle, that this is really destructive stuff.
And remember, Dave, remember they're trying to sell you the poison because they're making the claim that it will cost you less, all right? Because we'll have five for less than even three, because we're going to cut the salaries, we're going to do all this, because they know that conservatives and Republicans, not always all Republicans, but they'll look at that and go, oh my gosh, this is catnip, you know, lower cost.
There's no way to expand government and do it for less money. There's just it's like I don't have stupid stamped on my forehead. So,
That's where they may be going wrong, because they honestly think that stupid is stamped on your forehead and that all they have to do, and you know, it's kind of like, if you were to try to persuade, liberals to vote with you or to go your way, you would go free abortions, and they would go woo woo woo. All you have to do is tell a rube Republican, hey, it'll cost less, fiscally prudent, and they go yes, I must vote for it. You know, that kind of thing. So yeah, don't be fooled, Dave. I appreciate it. And by the way, we're going to talk with Todd from Central Point, who went to one of those meetings and he took notes. Hi, who's this? Good morning. Welcome.
Hi, Bill. This is Vicki.
Hi, Vicki.
The Applegate. I'm just, I came out late this morning. I just woke up and I came outside and it is smoky in the Applegate. I just wondered if you knew. I don't have TV, so I was just wondering if you knew if they're doing prescribed burns.
They're doing prescribed burns, and of course, remember it's the restoration of the forest. The smell of the smoke means that they don't have to cut any trees down; they just burn them down. They burn the brush, you know, all that.
Oh my gosh!
Stuff.
All those environmentalists need to come up here and stay for a few hours, and it's terrible up here this morning.
Yeah. Actually intent. There are professional arsonists that are at work doing that right now. Okay.
Yay. Well, it looks like they're more down towards. I'm on Sterling Creek, so it looks like they're more towards Jacksonville.
Yeah.
And it's just kind of wolfing towards Rouge, and oh man, it stinks this morning. My nose is already like. Psh.
And then you have the regular allergies you have to deal with too. We feel your pain, but blame the professional arsonists who are there for your safety. Okay. All right.
For them, I guess.
And of course, at taxpayer expense, naturally. So you're paying for this because forests are not allowed to actually produce a profit. You have to bill the taxpayers so that they can pay professional arsonists to do what timber workers used to do for free, and the county used to make money from it. But I digress. All right. Thanks, Vicki. And I'll grab one more before news. Hi, who's this? Go ahead.
Hey, good morning, Bill. Bob Shand in Medford.
Bob, take it away. What's up?
Hey, I had to break from your show yesterday morning at 8:30 to go to Grover's so my troubles would be over, which they were. On my way back through the Big X, I noticed on the corner there by the Verizon cell phone grass strip at the intersection, a big old sign for Jackson County for All, stating yes on all the measures.
Uh-huh.
And it brought back memories of a gentleman by the name of Sal Esquivel, who stood out there for days on end in his suit with his name to garner game recognition. So I decided, heck, I'm going to go on the Jackson County for All website and just read whatever's on there.
Mm-hmm.
And their Facebook page, just so you know, has very few watchers and very few followers as compared to you or many other Facebook things. And there was a reference to an op-ed by our very own Kevin Stein, who has a political science degree among his many accolades.
And is an extremely ambitious Democrat candidate.
Yeah. Well, the running joke at City Hall is that he'll be forever a city councilor because he can't make it beyond that. But, the nonpartisan position for Ward 3, looking at the results, was really broke down between the primary Democrat and the primary Republican candidate. He only won by 108 votes because, I ended up being the spoiler for it. But I think my point is to read, you know, what the opposition is saying and how they are saying it, and to counter it in any way possible. And, you know, you've got the Republicans, conservatives, and those who are not Republicans who are still yet conservative listening to your show. But we need to outreach to those independents or other people, you know, with truths or facts in the matter, because there is a big political propaganda.
Oh, yeah. And which is also why you have to look at the politics involved. You have to look at the individuals who are asking. All right. Why is it that that for the most part, only Democrats and or left wing non-affiliated types are the ones that are pushing this? Why would they be? Why are they asking? Why we've been this way for so long and have been doing just fine. We've had Democrats on the board before. We've had that before. You know, it's been no thing. They've not had a great time getting on, though, the last few years, as the Democrat Party has gotten a little more, well, radical, for lack of a better term. Okay, well, radical is a pretty good term, I think. All right? All right.
Okay. Let's reach out to those other people, though.
All right. Well, thank you very much. See you later.
Thank you, Bill.
All right. 7 minutes after 7, we'll catch up on the rest of news. Town Hall News is coming up. We'll have the Hannity update. And then we're going to talk with Todd, who is at one of the Jackson County For All meetings and took some notes. He has some thoughts. We'll share it coming up.